Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, December 21st. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 17 degrees. The humidity is 84%. The wind speed is east at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.09. The dew point is 13 degrees, and the wind chill is 9 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. As very cold weather gets ready to sweep across Kansas, experts are sharing some tips on heating your home and ensuring your pipes don't freeze.
It's something at the top of many people's minds in the Midwest with a winter storm warning ahead. The wind chill later this week could approach 40 degrees below zero. HVAC technicians have some advice.
First, they need to check their air filters and make sure they are, not built up with dust and debris.
It's crucial that you do everything you can to prevent your pipes from freezing.
Turn your water on to a slow trickle. Make sure that you have movement throughout the home.
I'm J.P. Bazant.
The first Kansas Agricultural Technologies Conference since 2019 is set for January 19th and 20th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Junction City. The event looks closely at ag tech and its benefits to production agriculture, and registrations open now. This year's keynote speakers will include a variety of industry leaders that will help growers and farmers maximize yield and thrive during difficult times. This is Kansas Information Network News.
As we celebrate Christmas, you may wonder if Jesus Christ can make a difference in your life. You bet he can.
Franklin Graham.
That's why he came, to save us from our sins. He came to earth as a babe, took our sins to the cross 33 years later. He died on the cross and God raised him to life. He's not dead, he's alive. If you have never put your faith and trust in him, you can do that right now. Just pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I've made a wreck of my life. I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Amen.
If you prayed that prayer, please call us at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, 855-255-PRAY. That's 855-255-7729, 855-255-7729.
God bless you, and Merry.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt is opening up about serving as the state's top law enforcement official as the clock winds down on his time in office. And Schmidt said that he's tying up some loose ends before his time is up. That includes a price gouging investigation from last year's winter storm as the natural gas spike during the cold snap impacted areas across the Midwest, driving up energy costs to record highs, and investigators are still looking into whether price gouging was involved. Schmidt said that they have retained one of the largest law firms in the United States, Morgan & Morgan, which is assisting them with that investigation because they've been able to bring resources to bear that Schmidt's office simply doesn't have. And the investigation is ongoing. He said they've got some targets in the investigation that have resisted their efforts to get the information they need, but it's proceeding, and they'll hand that off with full board to the next administration. Schmidt also said he's hoping to leave the office better than he found it. Come January, Chris Kobach will be stepping into his new role, taking over as the state's attorney general. 2022 has been a showcase of the evolving world of fraud for regulators at the Kansas Insurance Department. Throughout the year, their securities division has been busy investigating new types of scams on various digital platforms. And recent scams include gift card scams. Intimidation is a predominant tactic used during most gift card scams, and gift card scammers typically try to frighten victims with a sense of urgency. Most reputable entities will not use high-pressure tactics when requesting payment, and none of them will ever request payment by gift cards. The caller ID spoofing is a deceitful ploy often used by phone scammers. Spoofers use technology to falsify the information that appears on caller IDs, and this information usually appears as a government agency or reputable company. You can avoid spoofing by not answering the phone for unknown numbers. And the phishing scam, where cyber criminals go phishing looking to score big by stealing your personal information. Cyber phishing typically involves using hyperlinks to direct victims to sites designed to steal their private information. So it's a good practice to always hover over hyperlinks to verify the authenticity of the link. Also look for the HTTPS when examining URLs. The S stands for secure and signifies that encryption is enabled to protect personal information. Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt said it's their goal to stop fraud before it happens, which is why it's so important that Kansans be on the lookout for tactics used by, most often by fraudsters. You can visit smartinvestks.com and or check out their department's 12 Days of Fraud campaign on social media for guidance on stopping scammers. And you can visit insurance.kansas.gov or call 785-296-3071 if you believe that you or a loved one may have been the target of investment or insurance fraud. According to a media release from her office, Governor Kelly announced that approximately 189,000 Kansas children are eligible to receive a supplemental benefit through the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Program, or PEBT, totaling $56 million. The program provides a one-time benefit of $391 on a Kansas benefits card for each school-aged child who is eligible to receive free or reduced-price meals at a school through the National School Lunch Program during the 2020-2021 school year. The program also provides a benefit to eligible Kansas children for the summer months of June, July, and August of 2022, along with children who attend a Head Start program and were enrolled in free or reduced price meals programs for 2021 and 2022. The PEBT program is administered by the Kansas Department for Children and Families in collaboration with the Kansas State Department of Education, or KSDE. Governor Kelly said food insecurity should be the last thing Kansas children face right now, especially during the holiday season, and she said she thanks the partnership of the Department for Children and Families and KSDE, as the state will be able to expedite payments to many eligible families to help ensure they have food on the table over the winter break. Nearly 80%, or 144,000 children, are eligible for the supplemental PEBT benefit and were to be auto-issued their payments starting December 12th. Auto-issuance is staggered based on the last name of the child and should be completed by today, December 21st. However, in some cases, auto-issuance is not possible. Parents and guardians who believe their children are eligible are encouraged to apply for the supplemental PEBT through the Department for Children and Families self-service portal from January 1st to the 31st of 2023. And more detailed information and a list of frequently asked questions can be found at dcf.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, the man accused of crashing into a trooper before leading law enforcement on a multi-county chase appeared in Lancaster County Court on Monday. 56-year-old Casey Martinson has been charged with assault on an officer, leaving the scene of an accident and operating a vehicle to avoid arrest. And Martinson's bail was set at 10% of $500,000, meaning he must pay $50,000 to be released from jail. According to an arrest affidavit, a trooper spotted Martinson driving a flatbed semi-truck on and off the shoulders of Interstate 80 near Lincoln last Thursday. And after the trooper pulled over the semi, Martinson backed up into the patrol car, causing the trooper to hit his head before escaping the vehicle. The trooper ordered the driver to stop, and Martinson appeared to flash a middle finger and curse at him before driving off. Authorities said Martinson was later found driving near Seward on I-80, where a pursuit began, and the affidavit says Martinson swerved at multiple police vehicles during the chase. Stop sticks were deployed near Grand Island, and the truck came to stop near Elm Creek. Law enforcement were then engaged in an hour-long standoff that brought interstate traffic to a halt. Martinson was arrested after authorities released chemical agents and a dog in the truck's cab. The trooper who made the initial stop was treated for a head injury and released from the hospital. The Lincoln Police Department just reported 109 vehicles were stolen during November, which is an all-time high for auto thefts in a month. And police also expect to set a record for the highest number of auto thefts in a year, as they're projecting 861 vehicles will have been stolen by the time 2022 wraps up. They reported that about 68% of these crimes involved unlocked vehicles, 54% still had keys inside, and 20% were running. Chevy tops the list for the most stolen automobiles this year. Ford led all thefts in 2021, and Honda was first in 2020. Diving deeper into the data, Lincoln police say 31% of this year's crimes happened from 10th to 30th Streets between South and Vine Streets. More than 31% of the stolen vehicles were parked on the road, 20% were at apartments, and 19% were at homes, and just under 26% of these cases have been cleared in 2022, which is the worst clearance rate since 2019. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Dane G. Hansen Foundation announced that they have approved the go-ahead for construction of the proposed Logan Intergenerational Facility, known as the LIFE Project. At their December meeting, the foundation trustees approved a guaranteed maximum price of $32 million presented by McCowan Gordon Construction Company based in Kansas City. And of that sum, $1 million for fixtures, furniture, and equipment is being raised through a local fundraising effort. The guaranteed maximum price was arrived by reaching out to 550 different trade vendors, with 119 bidders submitting their best bids for various scopes of the project. And the foundation was pleased with the robust and competitive bidding process, which gave the board confidence that this was the lowest possible price for which the new facility could be constructed. Groundbreaking is tentatively scheduled for March, weather permitting, and the estimated ribbon cutting is August of 2024, in time for classes that fall. The project is uniquely designed to integrate several community facilities into a single structure that encourages intergenerational connections. The design includes a new 36-bed nursing home that will replace the aging Logan Manor, a new pre-K through 4th grade elementary school, a gymnasium and locker room complex, a weight room and wellness facility which will be available to the public, a community room and a multi-purpose room which will double as a community storm shelter, and an indoor corridor which will connect the new structure to the existing high school building for easy access by all students. The Hansen Foundation selected Michael Earhart of DK Developments, LLC in Phillipsburg, Kansas, as their owner's representative on the LIFE project. And anyone seeking additional information can contact Mike at 785-302-1387. The Norton, Kansas Police Department reported on social media that beginning December 26th and continuing through January 2nd, the Norton Police Department will join many other law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Kansas Highway Patrol, in the Taking Down DUI Traffic Enforcement Campaign. The New Year's holiday period outranks most of the other holidays in number of crashes in which at least one of the drivers is impaired by alcohol and/or other drugs, and driving while impaired is wrong. However, you should know that already. A DUI can stay with you for life, and you will get caught, which should be a sobering thought. So make the right choice, the sober choice, beginning now, as these crashes often affect more than just the impaired driver. The crashes can affect anybody you share the road with, and the consequences can last a lifetime. While the Norton Police Department always takes impaired driving seriously, they will be conducting more traffic stops than usual during this time and searching for impaired drivers. According to Norton's Assistant Police Chief Jay Sharp, you need to keep in mind that if you're going to be using any impairing substance, don't even consider driving. You need to line up a ride with a sober acquaintance or other safe transportation before you go out. Remember, on the drive to zero, you're in the driver's seat, and please keep that in mind as you have a safe and happy New Year. With an approaching winter storm expected to drop temperatures well below freezing and wind chills as low as 50 degrees below zero, the Kansas Corporation Commission has issued a vital reminder for Kansans to prepare, as the incoming storm could also bring blizzard-like conditions to some parts of the state Thursday and Friday, with wicked winds blowing snow and greatly reducing visibility. The good news from the Kansas Corporation Commission is that the Public Utilities Commission does not anticipate widespread power outages. While there aren't issues currently, the Kansas Corporation Commission urges energy conservation where possible, as during a winter storm, conservation is always a prudent step and can help prevent outages and keep energy bills down. The Kansas Corporation Commission points out that the combination of low temperatures and strong winds that are expected can be a deadly combination, resulting in hypothermia and frostbite. So residents are encouraged to stay inside whenever possible and keep your pets indoors as well. if you do need to be outside. Common recommendations that the Kansas Corporation Commission emphasizes include staying covered by wearing gloves, a hat, and dressing in layers. The Kansas Department of Transportation has reopened K-383 to traffic in Phillips County between Long Island and the U.S. 183 junction. The 6-mile section has been closed since March for reconstruction. A final asphalt overlay on the road is planned for spring 2023. The reconstruction is part of the T-Works project to reconstruct the 26-mile corridor between the East U.S. 36 junction in Norton County to U.S. 183 in Phillips County. Venture Corporation of Great Bend served as a primary contractor for the $11.8 million project. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools. For lunch, you'll be having soft-shell taco, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, right here in Norton, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 33 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming northeast in the afternoon. For tonight, snow mainly before 5 a.m. and areas of blowing snow after 11 p.m. with a low around minus 15 and wind chill values as low as minus 42. It will be windy tonight with a north wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour, increasing to 30 to 35 miles per hour in the evening, and the winds could gust as high as 50 miles per hour. Our chance of precipitation tonight is 90%, with new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. On Thursday, there should be some patchy blowing snow. It should be sunny and cold with a high near minus 1 and wind chill values as low as minus 47. And it will be windy Thursday with a northwest wind of 25 to 30 miles per hour and gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be clear with a low around minus 16, wind chill values as low as minus 39, and it should be blustery with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour on Thursday night. We'll be back in just a minute with the rest of your forecast.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 13. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 27. On Sunday, Christmas Day, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 50. On Monday, sunny with a high near 39. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 17 degrees. The humidity is 84%. The wind speed is east at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.09. The dew point is 13 degrees, and the current wind chill is 9 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. We are under a wind chill warning in effect starting today at 6 p.m. until Friday, December 23rd at 12 p.m. Also, a winter weather advisory starting today at noon until Friday at 6 p.m. All of your severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. And we also want to add to that that we got a call this morning that due to the forecasted weather, the senior center will be closed and there will not be any meals tomorrow, Thursday, December 22nd. They are open today, Wednesday, December 21st. It is 8:23.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, These factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Don't skip Christmas. Skip your loan payment. United Northwest Federal Credit Union understands that times are tough, which is why we are offering a holiday skip-a-pay opportunity. For only $40, you can skip your December loan payment and have a little extra money in your pocket. Exclusions may apply. For more information or to apply, stop in or call us at 785-877-5191. UNWFCU is an equal housing lender and NCUA insured.
KIA in sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs now 3 games away from the playoffs, still trying to fight for a number one seed, and they have now clinched their division. But a Achilles heel for this team, at least the past several weeks, has been turnovers. The Chiefs have now committed a turnover in 8 straight games, and Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined WIBW Radio and Peak, and he discussed the turnover issue for the Chiefs, and if he feels that it is the most correctable fix for them this year.
I mean, I think it's turnovers, period. I mean, because the penalties, I mean, remember, I mean, going into this game this week, and I think we're the third least penalized team in the league, to me, it's turnovers. And, you know, it's one of those things is that if the Chiefs stop turning over the football the way they have on offense, which I don't think it's been out of control, but, you know, if you just cut it down a little bit, you're going to win some games. But the biggest thing I think that's going to influence this team's success in the postseason is just, if you can start forcing some turnovers, you're going to be in a really good spot. And that's what they need to do.
KIA in sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank. Experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with the vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
We have a winter weather advisory that's been issued for portions of northwest and north central Kansas through Thursday, and now a winter storm warning in effect for north central, northeast Kansas, all the way down into the southeastern corner of the state and spreading into Missouri. So we expect conditions to really go downhill after midnight tonight. As snow increases, temperatures plunge into the single digits or below zero, and winds will gust anywhere from 25 to 45 miles per hour. For northwestern Kansas today, A wind chill warning goes into effect. A winter weather advisory with a high today 48 degrees, then our low tonight 17 below zero. North Central Kansas, winter weather advisory in effect. Our high today near 30. Snow and freezing drizzle arrive tonight. In northeastern Kansas, a winter storm warning in effect. That goes into effect this evening. Some freezing drizzle possible today with a high in the mid-30s. Snow begins to accumulate after midnight. In southwestern Kansas, today's high in the upper 40s. South central Kansas, a wind chill advisory with a high in the upper